Going live in 3, 2, 1.
We are in. Molly Grubby, how you doing?
Putting on a different shirt because I just sweated through my last one.
Dude, that was a sick shirt. I'm really, really upset that I won't actually be able to see it.
It was so hot, man. It's so hot up here in Queensland.
Keep bragging, man. Keep bragging about it.
I don't know. I'd rather be chilling. I'd rather be chilling out than being hot as.
I get it, bro. I get it.
Gooch off.
Andy, my man.
That's sorted. Yeah, I'm on the screen there.
That is beautiful, my friend.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm getting another beer.
How are we?
I'm getting another beer. Yeah.
How do we invite people to?
They are jumping in. So you jump in, there's a few more people as well too. You can go to, where is it? Interact, and basically you can start interact. There's host, no, not host. Yes, I'm trying to work out how to invite.
You go to the share.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You press the share button and you start smashing who you want to join in.
I just sent 180 likes.
Who else will jump in and watch?
Yeah, I got a bloke. No, you go, Corey's loving the beanie, mate. Always. Okay, can we do in the comments? No.
Legends. And you just read the comments as they come through. Who we got? Yeah, Corey. Non-alcoholic beer. Sorry, TikTok. It's definitely non-alcoholic TikTok beer. Party, party.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to try find these. How to invite others? We'll get the chat going on because it's just the same. It's the three of us talking shit, isn't it?
So down the bottom, there's like an arrow share button. So when you tap that, it brings up send to, and then you can go from there. All the people in your audience, that's basically your top rated. That's basically we'll send through to them. So you can basically just start tapping and finding people who will jump in as well too. If they've got a green dot on them, it means they're actually on TikTok. So, hell, they might enjoy coming over and saying a hello, answering a few questions as well too. Shout out. If we've got questions.
Anyone, any questions? Yeah, just... I'm still trying to figure out how I fucking add people to this. I can comment down the bottom here.
We've got about 10 people or 8 people in at the moment. Hello, Corey, Jesse, Larson, Tyler. Hey, NZ Off-Roading. Danny, Della, and Lil Flick. How you doing, guys? If you've got any questions, let's get it going. Lil Flick, can we go for a 4B?
Can we go for a 4B? I'm down for 4B. I'm down. I'm always down.
I do enjoy it. And if you are watching and you're enjoying, tap at a screen. I love it. Send some likes through. Likes. Let's the audience know that we're absolutely sick blokes and more people should watch us.
Where'd my other beer go?
You need more beer, Molly.
No, I just had one. Babe, where'd my beer go?
Babe, where'd my beer go? So we'll let them know. We've
just should be on done. A t-shirt. Where'd my beer go?
we just got done recording a podcast. So what are you, Off-Road On Air? Look it up. Podcast, yep. you get the three of us talking absolute bollocks about driving, and that's about it, really.
Oh. And we're loving it. And Marley, we've got a question. How's the 80 been?
How's the 80? I would show you, but it's nighttime. But 80 is good. Just chilling. I just stood in dog piss. Oh my god!
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's right there.
That's not dog piss.
I hope it's not. But yeah, 80 is going good. Getting it engineered hopefully soon. I'm gonna be on 3-inch 35s.
Ooh, 3-inch. You daring man.
Yeah, I was going to go 4-inch 35s, but I feel like the 4-inch is just a bit big.
You're asking for trouble with 4-inch. It looks far too out of place. With your 33s, you can probably get away with second glances from Mr. Plod.
Go a 2 37s and guard chop, mate.
Yeah. No lift 40s.
No lift.
No lift.
That's a lot. That's a lot of body guard blocks.
Just like 4 inch.
That's a lot of guard chopping.
That's a lot of guard chop. All right. All the people in the comments, comment us what car you got, and we'll give you a rate. What's the rate score? 1 to 10.
Nissan Patrol.
1 to 5.
Well, your little flip says, "Nah, guard chop is bad, Juju."
Ooh, okay, here we go.
Oh, Nissan Patrol.
Nissan Patrol.
Well, you got older Nissan Patrol got guard chop. You can't fit big wheels otherwise. So here we go. We've got NZ off-roading. They've got a Ranger, which I'll rate the Ranger.
Old school Ranger or new school Ranger? Because I do not like the new Rangers, but I love the old ones. I love the old ones.
Like that's a Ford Courier style Ranger?
Like just when they went Ranger, yeah.
Is that back when they like copied the Bravo?
Basically, yeah. So that basically when that, and then obviously then there was like the, because obviously the dual platform of the old school BT50 and the Ranger. I mean, that was when it was probably the most popular.
And were they a torsion bar front end or were they a coil, like strut coil front?
They were torsion rack and pinion, yeah. So like old school technology
in a DCU. Like your pads. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Old school technology in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, good. What else we got? I saw there was a couple of cruisers. Some was a patrol. Yeah, I didn't see. I got a soft spot for patrol, mate. You can't beat a patrol.
Beautiful patrols. Beautiful patrols. Yeah,
just bulletproof, mate. Bulletproof.
What are you a big fan of, Andy? Are you a TD or a TV?
Look, I'm a V8 converted patrol man.
It's like, yeah, get rid of them both.
I do have a TD patrol, but it is standard 10 mil pump. Yeah, I think they're like 75 kilowatts or something from the factory. The problem with TDs is that everybody tries to boost the shit out of them and they go bang, mate.
They do. They go bang and they go bang very easy.
There you go. Dickie with TB is life. And a TB, you can rev the shit out of the TB. Turbo, you don't have to service it. I mean, yeah. You can be mean. You can be really cruel to a TB, and they just keep on keeping on.
TBs and one of
mint. Is that the 45 petrol?
Yeah, the same one that Tom's got.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a turbo. The
one FZ, baby.
Oh, yeah. Carby, AFI. Yeah. Oh, Nissan Patrol.
AFI all the way. AFI all the way.
Gas?
The 1FZs are very unreliable on gas if you want to send it.
We're going to barrel swap it, Tom.
Say again?
We're going to barrel swap it.
Do it. Yeah. I was that close into doing an LS on the cruiser, but if I was to do a different engine, it'd be a
bad. Here we go, Dickie. Dickie knows what's up. I've been converted.
Nothing
compares to the 5 liter.
I'm up and down if I want to do the barrow again. One of my mates at work sent me a conversion kit for like $1,000. $1,000 conversion kit.
Ooh, really?
Barrow. Yep.
Just
gonna buy a half decent running motor. I was gonna chuck a big mean Pulsar, a turbo with a top mount. What are they called? The high mount turbo exhaust, and then run a front mount. Then it was going to be pushing about 300-400 horsepower, like old mates, one of the dudes in my work is.
That's it.
Party wagon.
I can't keep up with the comments, mate. I can't read them as quick as they're flicking through my screen. I saw someone got upset because you ignored them there, Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Escape the Daily. Thomas ignored me. Ouch.
Which one? Because top one viewer.
G'day, boys.
How will the Beamer? Here we go. How will the Beamer go on track? So I got a mate that's got a Beamer. Is it a M57 or an
M53?
Yep. X5 motor. He's got one of them in a patrol, mate. It is, mate. That's crisp. I like it. So the mate, Beamer, the Beamer's going to go off.
Mate, we took an M3 and put solid axles under it. It was a paddock basher.
So there's a full Beamer chassis, everything.
Yeah, we just sort of welded everything on there and jumped it around the paddock.
Definitely street legal,
that
one.
Mate. Yeah, yeah, that's the go.
You know, we sort of bent straight in half.
Tap the like button, guys.
Here we go. Start with the 4J.
Bring some likes through.
Yeah, 4JJ. I've thought about putting a 4JJ in a patrol. Yeah.
Yes. 4JJ. Yeah, go 4J. They're pretty good motor.
Rip out the 3-litre, chuck a 4J in it.
That's a D-Max.
Yep.
Isuzu engine.
4JJ is a D-Max motor, yeah?
Yep.
Isuzu.
They are. They are incredible. I mean, you're basically getting the same amount of gains as like a 1HZ and you're using half the fuel. And you can still wind the thing up.
Well, those 4JJ1 stock, they can make about 230 horsepower stock.
Yep, you just crank the boost.
Pretty much. That's what I'm about to do to my 4JH1. The older brother.
Full sand.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about like chucking 30 on it, see what happens.
Go 32 just to be safe.
Yeah, no, we'll be smart with it because it's only got 500,000 Ks on it.
I did the first service in my old Colorado with a 4J in it. First service in 180,000 Ks. And I broke the wastegate actuator on it, so I was running full boost all the time, and it still lasted another year and a half.
That's a very tired machine.
It was like, please kill me.
Just let me die.
Just let me die, and then it's just a pea plater with a dream.
My old Rodeo today, it did, was it 1,000 Ks, towing a cruiser on the back? Will the tray loaded as well?
Yeah, the Deo.
Yeah, nah, she sort of liked it, but did not like it at the same time.
It's just the going, the stopping, and the moving part.
Well, taking off, she just hates it. Sitting at 80, she loves it. Sitting at 100, she's like, oh, it's okay, but I'll drink fuel.
Put in the 4-low to take off, and then as soon as you're in about third gear low, then just slam it into high. It's like a crash box.
Well, here's one for you. Can you change from low to high on the fly and vice versa?
My gearbox is about to blow up as it is driving just to and from work.
Mate, in the Rodeo, I've done it.
I used to do it in the Colorado because it was a push button one.
Here we got Escape the Daily says, no, you love the Prado. And I do. I love the Prado.
I do love the Prado. They've just got their place. You know that they've got their place since it's Prado. Not Land Cruiser.
Just not the Land Cruiser.
They've got their place as the best car I own. The Prado I have is the best car I own, and I own 4 patrols.
Here's a question for you. Now, I reckon this will be the first ever 2002 Holden Rodeo Dually.
Oh, Dually.
I am Dually in it.
Are you going like a 3-axle 6-wheel, or are you just doing Dualies on the back?
So it's going to be like, it's getting, you know, your Dodge Rams?
Yeah. So you got 4 tyres on the single axle.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the go. Yeah, I'm on board.
And I'm going to make proper fenders and all that for it. It's going to be look really weird and cool at the same time.
I'm sure there's someone out there crazy enough that's already done it, but I like where you're going and I want to see it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it looked absolutely funny.
Life's too short to drive blank, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Prado's place? The Prado's place is just my daily. It's the only reliable car I have left.
That's pretty much my Rodeo. That's the only... Oh, saying that, the Cruiser's reliable, but she's got a few Ks on her. I sort of race her like a race car for an NA.
It'll get there.
It's the most reliable race car. As soon as you start turbo and you start doing crazy stuff, stuff's going to go wrong. You can neglect the naturally aspirated car.
Yeah, the old 180Z, I think she's about to blow at 900,000.
Oh, wow. That's a bit more than mine.
All I can say is I literally race it. I bring it all the way up to the red line. The red line of it. And bang her down here for everything.
No. I'm just telling the audience. The people watching, send some likes through, guys.
How long does it take you to get to 100?
I can't do anything, man.
Hey.
You don't have to do anything, Andy. We'll just make the audience do it.
15 seconds, Max.
That's it. Please send likes, guys. I need to feed my children.
My Cruiser. 38 seconds to get to 100.
Hey, yours is flogged.
Yep.
Mine only takes 15, and it's NA1AZ.
There's a video somewhere on my TikTok, and I did a minute-long video to make sure it would fit into one video.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Thank you, Kagan. Cheers for the rose.
Yep.
There you go. Get that one in, yeah.
That's it.
Does anybody else's 80 Series 1HZ sound like a Ferrari?
Yeah, when I'm dreaming.
In my dreams, I put my pillow.
In your dreams?
No, mine actually does sound like one. The weird thing is, when I've got the V12 in it, it does. What's that?
I get on my hands and knees, and I get a little drill, and I put a few drill holes in the old exhaust, and then it makes it sound like a rattling tin can.
That's how my car always sounds. No, you just swap the V12 into it, mate.
My patrol takes 6 seconds from 0 to 100.
Oh, okay.
Is that off the cliff? 180 down a decline hill. Yes, that is off a cliff. I like it. Yeah, good one.
The 80 goes from 80 to 100 downhill with a backwards facing wind. It takes like 30 seconds.
My patrol takes 6 seconds from 0 to 100 pieces.
Oh.
After you detonate the drive line, it blows to smithereens.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll bring my 40 series into this. I reckon I can get there in about, take me at least 4 minutes to get to 100.
Four business days.
with a couple of big boys pushing.
Considering fourth gear is non-existent.
Considering public holidays.
Yeah, fourth gear does not work anymore.
On the back of it.
So it's got the old 4-speed on the floor. First doesn't work, and fourth doesn't work.
Oh, two-speed.
Mate, she runs.
So this is Thomas. I know you just can't go.
You just can't do it.
Meet up in real life. You're all talk. Here we go. This is what I was talking about before. You're all talk, mate. I got an event. If you fucking want to talk, let's enter your car, mate. The bullshit stops when the clock starts, mate.
Oi, boys.
I am all talk when it comes to four-wheel driving. I absolutely know. I've been honest with you, boys.
I've got a question.
If I hosted
an event, I've got a huge-ass gully farm. We can make mud pit four-wheel drive throughs and that to have a good old four-wheel drive sesh on the property. Who'd be down?
Where are you located? Yeah. You Vic, New South Queensland.
What doing?
Queensland.
Yimma. Yeah,
that's a long way for me.
Where in Queensland? Down south, back.
I'm about an hour from Marley. About an hour from Brisbane.
Oh, fuck yeah, let's go.
Absolutely. Marley can go. Andy and I aren't going.
What property do you want? Do you want one with like hill? Because I've got a two properties.
Yeah, yeah.
One
with hill.
All right, we're not showing up here. I live in a tiny little house, mate.
Yeah, very very modest, Marley. Very modest, mate.
I can stand across my backyard.
Marley's McMansion.
Each side of the fence in the house.
He's got like 3 plasma screens, 6 bathrooms.
I mean, he's got a cruiser. He's got 2 cruises in a day-o. That's how he's saving money to buy the properties.
Seven sausage dogs.
Music, and let's pretend this is Cribs, and Marley, show us your house. That's it. Show us the jacuzzi. Show us the jacuzzi.
Right here, this is my bedroom.
I just stood dog piss again. Right
here, this is my bedroom.
You gotta sort that shit out, mate.
That's my cat. I won this in a claw machine.
What is it?
It's like a little fucking Garfield.
This is my kitchen. I cleaned it just before.
This is my stuff.
This is my shit.
Behold, me stuff.
This is my 600 liter fish tank that has like 4 fish in it.
Plasma, man.
This is another fish tank that has like 7 fish.
Oh, we've got you. Show us the lizard.
Oh, okay. So there's my TV. I play Fortnite on there.
One of the TVs.
This is outside. It's a mess because I'm doing a barbecue on the weekend. I'm going to clean it up. This is my house plant that my cat shits in for some reason.
Meow.
Meow. This is a hallway.
Meow.
This is a witch.
Right to meow silent.
This is my partner's witch ceremony thing. Look, it's got goat horns and shit, bro.
What do you need that for?
Why do you not need that? Is correctly. The question.
Why would you
not need goat horns?
I don't see the reason.
Yeah, look,
why.
I've got what I got behind me. I've got 7 dirt bike helmets behind me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I know it's only 5.
This is all my doomsday. What do you need that? For my tiny,
just a little bit.
5 kilo dash hound.
Man, the comments are just coming strong. I just can't read them fast enough.
And this is
that's
my
what
new
I
addition.
Said, man. I can't.
Well, I got like 20 people in here. There's 20 people. If 20 people could just tap the screen and send a few likes through, that'd be lovely. Just some likes before Christmas. Gotta pay them bills.
It's my new lizard.
Likes pay the bills.
This is Blueberry.
We'll put it to the people, man. The 3 of us done this just as shits and giggles, man. And it is obviously it's going somewhere. Yep. So we want to set up a weekly live.
Weekly? You want to do weekly? We can do weekly.
I'm down with doing weekly live.
Yeah.
He's just freaked
Wednesday. Well, we do it after the podcast.
Well, yeah, we could.
Absolutely.
There'd be a fair few people that want to join in as well, too.
Oh, definitely, man. There was. I was trying to. I don't know how to add people that have got. They got some stuff to say about the 4-wheel drive community, the industry, the gig that we all love.
I don't. I'm going to try and work out. I've got to make you like a moderator or something like that. I have no idea.
How was the markets other night playing basketball? That was awesome, bro. Cheers for inviting me.
Keegan said he'd join in one night. That'd be awesome, Keegan.
Keegan will join us one night.
Come join
now.
Keegan, join now. I've been trying to add people, but I can't.
Well, who do you want me to add? I'll just add them in. If you want to see someone, you want me to try and send them an invite, you just yell out.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to. His name's Chris, bloke from WA with the Petrol 200 series.
Oh, he's a good bloke. I like him.
Yeah, yeah. That's I was going to add him, man. Yeah. Well, I couldn't find it. I can't sort it out. No, he's not watching now. But no, I'm just about done. I'll go in and put kids to bed and put pajamas on and stuff. So
You've got adult things to do.
Ow! He's stuck in my beard.
Suck.
Ow! Come here.
You're up.
You get back in your cage.
No, ow! Do you want to stay on for a little bit? We'll try and see if we can find someone else to talk to.
If
or
you
do you want to go?
Hey, jump back on your rock, you little slippery slimy snake.
Slippery slimy snake.
I'm a snake.
I thought they used to call me in high school, but I was more so not that one.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thank you for the berry bread. Much appreciated.
What are we getting berry bread for?
I love fairy bread. Fairy bread was the best food I ever got when I was in. Did you guys ever, when you guys used to go to parties when you were younger? I know that was a little while ago, but when you guys went to go to birthday parties, did you guys ever have?
Ouch.
Did you guys ever used to go get fairy bread at birthday parties? I want to do that at my next birthday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I still have fairy bread. I can get you the 100,000. Wow. I can get you the 100,000 if you want. I'm making up some right now.
The boys are.
I got three. Like fairy bread.
Delicious.
Well,
Andy, if you have to go, man, don't let us hold you up as well. So you just say holla and give us a wink and a smile and disappear.
I'll go,
I'll go. And I want to kiss goodnight.
And if you boys are still playing, I'll jump in.
Can I get a kiss goodnight?
Definitely.
Have a lovely night.
Going, I'll see you again in half hour.
Sweet.
Peace out.
Peace out, Rainbow Trout. I'm going to eat this Nutella that I had in the fridge. It's already been
eat it all, Molly. Who we got? Let's see who we got. Who we got still? Escape the Daily, HA47. We've got Sarah, Penny Customs, Pedal Tractor, Bailey, Sam, Cameron, Les Snack. Dusty Lake Springs Racing. Hey, we just got that
money pit.
Crazy boy Jack Harris. Lake Spring Racing. Oh man, Lake Spring Racing is Andy's mate, who's sponsored by KFC. Give us a singer.
Can we get him on the chat?
Yeah, I'll see if I can add him in.
That'd be pretty sick. I want to pick his brain about how cool it would be to be sponsored by KFC.
Yeah.
All right, bang. Don't mind me, I'm just eating Nutella with my finger.
I've just sent the invite. Whether he accepts the invite, that's another thing as well, too. Someone get me a Zinner box. Absolutely.
Somebody get this man a Zinner box.
Stat. I'll tell you what I enjoy. When people send likes. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the likes.
I'm sending some now.
Thank you, Dusty. Thank you, Dusty. Andy's keen for a chat every now and then on the old Facebook Lives.
I only use Facebook. Anyone can change my mind. I only use Facebook for Marketplace. No,
the TikTok Lives. Sorry.
Oh.
Andy wants to get in on the TikTok Lives. Oh, they're pretty easy to do. Ooh, woo.
Ooh, woo.
Man. At work next time, boys. Yes, we will hold you to that. Lake Spring Racing, absolutely. We will hold you to that. We are very keen to get your Zinger Box wisdom. Absolutely.
The guardian of the Zinger Box.
the knight of 11 herbs and spices. The
guardian of herbs and spices. He has the power.
The secret recipe weapon. We'll bring the zingers. Brilliant.
Zingers supplied.
Supplied.
Now, that would be a cool birthday cake. Imagine just a bunch of zinger boxes, zinger burgers stacked on top of each other.
Tom?
All right, we'll chuck it, we'll chuck it back in. I'll see you again. Say again.
What is the best food that you make when you go camping?
What is the...
like, the most tasty, satisfying, and easy thing to make when you go camping?
Oh, yeah.
But still...
It has to be goulash for me.
I do, and I will say this with all professional, because I used to be a chef. I do pulled pork sliders and massive big brekkie wraps and rolls for brekkie.
Ooh.
The best. The best. I'm talking like two eggs, hash brown, bacon, tomato chutney. Yeah, you throw it all in there, and it's just this massive stack up. You put like a sausage in there as well too, and then just squish it all down, watch the egg yolk run everywhere, and you just hung over as shit, and you're just like, this is just gold in your mouth. And if you put it with like a juicy little bun, it's just, man, I'm hungry right now. So hungry right now. Jay, welcome to the party.
What's going on? What are we doing here?
Winning?
We're
just having the old casual chat on a Wednesday night.
I was scrolling and someone said KFC, so I had to stop.
How them brackets going, man? You winning, bro, with those brackets?
It is the coolest thing in the world, and I have to come and find you to try it out on your car, because
dude, just put me down for a set, front and back. That would be absolutely a ripper on the 80. Absolutely.
Done deal, banana peel. It's going to be sick. I'm super excited. So I got a little bit more legwork to do to try actually over here, but yeah, for now.
Fair bit of R&D. You still got a gut to go. That's fair.
Please. Hey, Thomas. Right
now. Uni.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on RC rock crawlers?
Those things are gangster. I wish I could afford one, but I didn't have a lot.
I love them. They're the best. They're the best.
If I didn't have an attention span
of a 7-year-old, I would have them. They were awesome.
I'm building it. You can build them. I'm building identical miniature 80 series.
Hell yeah.
Is it red?
Hell yeah.
Maroon, mate. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
You should chop it.
Nice.
No, I'm not chopping it. I don't mind the look of chops, but I love the wagons better.
I do like a sexy sleek wagon. I do enjoy them a lot.
Get some, like,
yeah.
Grab it for them.
Here you go. I'll go grab them. I've got one here near me.
Bump, 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 bump.
G'day everyone, and welcome to With Grub. Today we're going to make me teriyaki chicken and rice.
Damn.
Chicken teriyaki? Are you actually cooking, Molly?
Yep, I'm hungry.
Damn, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, cook us some food, man.
I'm
starving.
There's a big bit of chicken.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You get the salmonella. You get the pink out, boy.
100 people. I'm going to bed. You guys have a good night. I'll see you later.
Peace out, Jay. See you next time.
See ya.
That would be good.
Mwah. Mwah.
All right, I'm back.
Mwah. Rev the chicken. Man.
Right,
I've never been on a live so much. I've never been on a live where there's just been absolutely comments after comment. I can't read them out fast enough.
So, Thomas, whenever you're making chicken,
yep,
you cut it up, it should be nice size.
Yep.
Do you know the best way to do that?
Go on. Show me. You're the expert.
While it's somewhat cold.
Go on, Chef Bud.
Try and cut chicken, it kind of rips when it's like thawed out.
Yep.
Chuck it in the freezer for a little bit till it's a bit cold. Like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't rip or tear.
True.
Yeah. Brilliant idea.
And also, it's just because I'm lazy and can't wait for it to thaw out.
Cleaver. You need a cleaver, Marley. You just need a dirty, filthy cleaver.
Anybody want a tow truck?
Need one of these, Marley. Need one of these. This is a giant, filthy cleaver.
Tow truck, anyone?
I'll get my bigger knife.
Mate, you just need a chainsaw.
Like you can actually use one of those bread knives, electric bread knives. They're actually pretty decent for cutting meat.
Shit.
I got a question for all of you. Everyone here. Best car under $5,000 to go four-wheel driving.
Hilux. Yeah.
Commodore.
It doesn't matter how... But Corolla.
Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi for 12.
Yeah, no, mate. Automatic follow for right there. TF Rodeo.
New Simper 12.
You're not gonna pick up one that could drive properly for under $5,000.
Wanna bet? I'm the best at negotiating.
Saying that, I picked up my 1HZ80 with 150,000 Ks on it for $4,000.
150 now
to 100,000. Huh?
How long have you had that 80 for?
Only 7 years.
Oh.
Yeah, pre-COVID numbers. That's pre-COVID numbers, man.
I had this chicken halfway thawing out for too long. It's half cooked.
Mate, I drive through COVID. Screw them.
Tap the likes, peoples. Tappity, tappity, tappity.
Send us love. Well, I can't earn enough at our day-to-day jobs.
It was pretty good because when you're on a farm, you can just sort of do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So we're at building motocross tracks, mud pits, everything, having a good old time. We built a dirt drag strip here.
Bro, I'm coming.
We built a dirt drag strip while we're in COVID lockdown.
That is actually so sick.
Yeah, we got the old Bobcat and bulldozer out and just made a big long drag strip. It was the same size as the proper drag strip too.
That's crazy.
It was so much fun. We literally raced everything.
Favorite four-wheel drive, Hilux?
Or just favorite in general?
Oh, anything. Anything. Favorite. Well, the only reason... So I've got one. I know it's a biased opinion.
Well... Hilux is a very good, capable rig. Like, it's also down to the driver because you can go get a real capable rig and...
I'm a terrible driver. Hilux is a great. I'm a terrible driver. I'll be the first one to admit that. I am a shitty driver. Cannot four-wheel drive really well at all. I'd give it a go, but it is all about the car, in my opinion, at this stage because I can't drive. I've been learning and driving for years, and I'm still shit at it.
Here you go. I saw this on TikTok. There was a patrol in an 80 series. This guy was doing up, and he's putting rotaries in them.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Well, he's making
what's he
doing? A GQ and a 80 series.
Brilliant.
Nissan Patrol.
Yeah, and an 80. Both are getting painted identical. Both cars have been fully painted identical.
Brilliant.
All I can say is they'd be different on four-drive tracks.
It would.
The only shitty part is if you stall it on the tracks and you're like halfway up a hill, you're sitting there turning it over for half an hour trying to get it to start.
Yeah. Yep.
Ford Courier best car.
Hey, those Ford Couriers are not bad. They're okay. John
was the best car that Sam ever had.
They are dope. Those old school, any of those old school, like pre-90s, like Utes. Like, I mean, you got the LNM 106. That's one of the old schools. But like those old school tiny dual cab Utes, like the first gen, they were dope. Like the Ford Couriers, the old school NABs.
I'll be back.
They were dope.
Rodeos.
They were dope. Yeah. They were great.
I'm bringing a car back soon. Should be over here soon from America.
That was quick, and you're back. Fatherly duties also successful.
Hey, Thomas.
Yeah, mate.
Guess what car I'm bringing back from America?
Jeep.
1HZ.
No. No.
Why not?
It's got a Cummins in it.
Nissan Patrol.
Nissan Patrol.
Can you get Jeeps
with Cummins? Nah, not a Nissan Patrol.
Isn't it
John Deere? No, it's a pickup truck.
I don't understand pickup trucks. They're really heavy. How could you pick them up?
I don't know either. Like, this must be really strong people.
Pickups are basically our dual caps. Pickups are basically our dual caps, though, right?
No, they were huge. They are huge compared to our Utes.
Oh, like that? Like they're Yank Chuck trucks, though. They're trucks, not pickups.
They're trucks.
So they're like you're basically talking like your Rams, your F-150s. They're not pickups. They're your trucks. What they call trucks.
That's what I'm bringing back.
Your pickups. Your pre-runner Utes that are like your Tacomas fit into those pickups perfectly, and they've even got a few like the Chevy's got a Chevy pickup that are basically rated for a few ton, and then like you're obviously Ford have got smaller Utes as well.
All right, so I'm bringing back a first gen Dodge Ram dually coming. 5-speed, 4-wheel drive.
Nice.
It's all about the dual, isn't it?
You ever forget a Dodge Ram noodle truck?
Hey, what's wrong with dualies? I was thinking about dualing in a 45-3 Land Cruiser. I'd get murdered by everybody if I did that.
A Yank thing. It's not really an Australian thing.
Yeah.
What's that?
The dualies is a Yank thing. It's not really an Australian thing.
Yeah.
Oh, they are. They come on your small utility trucks.
So like a little Isuzu 5-tonner.
Mate, that's where I'm getting my dualies from.
Take the axle off one of them. Yes.
You know what? I stole the dually rims off for my Rodeo.
I'm doing the dishes now.
I stole the dually rims off a flatbed, an old Toyota Dyna.
Yeah, that's the go.
They come with 2 H's in it.
What's Marley doing? Is Marley pouring a rum?
Marley is making food. He's eating his lizard.
Marley, we'll be there in a minute.
I'm making teriyaki chicken and rice.
He's eating his lizard.
Oh, you know who's another bloke that'd be good to add to this?
Who?
Leaf Spring Racing, you know, the bloke that I said was sponsored by KFC?
Oh, yeah.
We just tried to get him on. Apparently, he's working.
Oh, is that Chris? You tried to get Chris on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he works night shift, I think.
No good.
Some, no, he's some
the next one, though.
Did anybody see that
that Baja like Racing Colorado?
Baja Racing Colorado. What race is that in?
It was on TikTok here. It's literally got like Baja.
Who's keen to build his 80 into a Barra 80? Oh, you want to get Marley to build an 80 into a Barra?
Marley, you've just been dobbed in. You have to do a YouTube channel series on your Barra swap, mate.
Yeah, that's old man that from work that keeps telling me I'm going to do it.
We've got Man vs. Barra.
Man vs. Barra. That should be the series.
We've got someone Man requesting Julie's on the front as well.
I'll do Julie's.
Got a bad enough turning circle.
Yeah, no, it will have a appalling turning circle already.
Seems like something.
Rich, that will be anger management problems.
Risky. Mate, if I could afford that, I would.
Risky. I request a
rear
steer. Grab steer. I think a new Y62 would be very easy to make a rear steer because they're independent front end.
Yeah, true.
All you'd have to do is put the steering rack in the back, yeah.
Steering rack in the back.
Steering rack in the back, yeah.
It wouldn't be too hard.
No, no. Who we got? Let's say hello. So we got Keegan.
Hello.
Keegan, I'm loving you. I'm loving your work, Keegan.
Guess what?
Yeah, HJ40. Sarah. Still got Joey. Loving it. Money pit.
Guess what? I saw Sam, on the side of the highway the other day.
Amy. Dusty. We're still Dusty. Loving your work, Dusty. And please, I don't live stream. We just went past 10K likes. I love likes. I've got to feed my family.
10,000 likes.
Guess what I saw? 10,000 likes. Guess what I saw on the side of the road with his bonnet up?
With the what up?
The bonnet.
What's that?
You wouldn't believe it, but it was a patrol.
I was going to say, it wouldn't have been an AU Falcon, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Patrol.
The bonnet only comes up on an AU Falcon when it hits about 180 and the bonnet clamp just pops open and the bonnet flies off.
Oh, you're not wrong.
The first day I got the 80 series, the bonnet almost flew up.
I had that same
happen to me.
In an LN106, I cut the grill and the bonnet latch to fit a high mount winch. Oh. So it didn't have that. I had to delete the secondary catch. But At the time, the thermo fans were playing up, so I had this jerry-rig wire direct to the batteries for the thermo fans. So whenever I pulled up, I had to pop the bonnet and turn the thermo fans off. And I used to leave the bonnet up so that I could turn the thermo fans on before I took off. But I left somewhere in a hurry one day and neglected to turn the thermo fans back on, which meant I didn't shut the bonnet. And I got to about 60 Ks before the bonnet decided to open. And, yeah, you can't see much, man, that's for sure.
Did you break the windscreen?
Smashed the windscreen. Smashed the I destroyed the bonnet, smashed the windscreen, bent the roof. Done a lot of damage, yeah.
Mayday.
Can't park there.
Here we go. Oh, we got Josh. Oh, see this Josh Bohem. Sorry, Josh, if I can't pronounce your last name wrong. But he's one of the blokes that was standing next to the Zook on its nose in that background video I used for the podcast. So, Josh.
Hey.
And he's got the POS Lux. It's an 80 series chassis with an LN106 body on it. Last I remember, had a 350 Chev, and I think he just rebuilt it, put something stupid in it between then. But no, he's one of the clowns that I go do silly things with.
Boys, I got a contest.
We had one of your mates jump in as well too. Not jump in, but he was going to Leaf Spring Racing as well too.
Oh yeah,
He's not watching at the moment, but I'll hold him to it. He said next time he'll bring the zingers.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, well, he wants me to get him an invite to Wild Dog. He wants to come down to Wild Dog and have a race down in the mud in the real stuff.
Oh, can I come?
Absolutely.
So I will do my best to get him. So I met him at the Ultimate Challenge, He's an absolute legend, mate. Anyone that can race a 60 series with, I think it had a 12HT in it.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Front and rear leaf sprung suspension, mate, and he was beating cars that had got King's coilovers and all the bells and whistles, mate. He was absolute weapon behind the wheel, mate.
There you go. Money doesn't equal a good racer.
Yeah. All you need, for a 60 series is no back. Problem fixed.
Yeah, no spine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't need one.
Weight reduction.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we got someone here. The windscreen delete kit. Yeah. We would have seen our windscreen after the Ultimate Challenge held together with duct tape.
Oh,
that was. Hopes and dreams. That was all that was holding that together.
60, should I give it the chop? 100% do the chop. Paint it. I want to do a midnight purple 60 series with like nice chrome beadlock dirty life rims.
The probably only model.
Thanks for the likes, Amy. 60
series. The only model 60 series I wouldn't chop is the old drop, the normal old style tailgate with the G series if it's not rusty.
Yeah, true.
Chop it. Chop it.
Everything no, they look good. The top on the pack. They look good. I love the old wagon.
Peninsula huge conversions.
Watch the world burn. Chop it.
I'll go the tailgate delete and put two spare wheels side by side, Baja style.
Yeah. I think someone
two spare wheels hanging over the rear bumper.
I think there's already someone about to chop a 300 series.
Oh, here we've got Josh asking. So Josh is asking about third on the weekend. So we helped another car come back onto their wheels after they rolled. So that gave them a DNF because it's considered outside assistance. So that
wow, okay.
Yeah, so that wasn't recorded. So they got their points. So at the end of the day, they were third and we were fourth. So when all the prizes got given out, that's how it went down.
Okay. And then
after it was all looked at, that car ended up being moved back to fifth with their DNF. And we snuck into third place, mate. Yeah, so Josh, that's what's going on.
Yeah, nice. Congrats, so you actually got a posse. Why didn't you say so? Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, third place, mate. I mean, we're not there. I mean, you are there to win, but win, lose or draw, mate. You're there for the banter. You're there for the time with the boys.
Yeah,
fun, mate. Yeah, and even we ended up giving Josh some batteries to keep his car running for the weekend. Like it's just, it's more about being there, mate. It's not about winning or losing.
I'm over buying batteries.
Come on, winning. We're gonna win in. We're going to win in.
But I mean, first place is first place. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you're not first, you're last.
Oh, that was hard that day, Rick Darby.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but has anybody seen a slammed 80 series on drag tires?
Yes,
They're really popular.
Slammed Hungies, slammed Surfs, I think look the best. They've got this, just the look about them, a Surf absolutely on its guts looks really good.
That's sick SUV style, yeah.
I know someone with a Surf, they would sell me for
$1,500. Right, slam it and put Julie's on it.
Yeah. Wait, no. How about this? I get the old Poutoile and I put Julie's on it.
Yeah, solid axle swap it and then full send it as a comp truck. Go race with Andrew.
No, baby. Be like the weird guy.
Josh, nice work. Be like the weird guy
who puts Julie's on a freaking wagon.
I have an idea for a YouTube video. What do you reckon? What is it? So I want to do the 80 series. I got a set of 6-inch coils at a mate's house that I can borrow for a day. I want to grab a set of those, and then I want to get a set of splitters. You know, like the old 60 we used to drive on, where they're like this fucking wide, and they're like 20, 80-inch tires.
Mate, I've got a set of those if you need them.
Yeah, I want to chuck a set of those on 6-inch lift coils and then try and drive that around and see what, like, the weird looks I get. Ooh. And put that as a YouTube video.
Hey, where are you located? I want to freaking race here in my way, is it?
I'm down in Logan.
Mate, that's not far.
It's been an hour and a half.
That is not far.
Yeah, well, when I get my license back, not next weekend or the weekend after. So I get my license back next weekend.
Yeah.
Not this weekend coming, the weekend after, and then the weekend after that, I'm hopefully going to go to Glasshouse.
I've got a few more people that are rotating through.
One used Ed Swapper and pull the coils out. Is that for the 80? One used Ed Swap the 80?
I want to put 80 series axles under my Rodeo. Make it a full-on comp crawler.
I've got a mate who's got a coiled Rodeo with coilovers.
Is that red one?
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a good dude. You should hit him up. Ask him ask him how he's done it. I think he that, but he knows exactly how it's all been done.
That's the newer style body, and I've got the older style. Like, you know, the boxier one. Yeah.
I think
is
it a D-Max?
Off the surf, pull the coil out, and just ride on bump stops.
Yeah, yep.
No coils, ride on, and even cut the bump stops, and then you could do the notch the chassis so the diff. So the diff sits.
Well, I'm gonna
ride on again.
Well, I want to use I'm not gonna use coils. I'm gonna use coilovers, so they're all in one. I reckon that would be better.
Maximum flex, mate.
Is Thomas frozen to everybody?
Nah.
To me, mate.
No, I can see him.
He's got screens frozen.
Oh, mine, you've got Tom's got a loading bar, but that's about it. I can still see him.
I can see you all. I can hear you all, and I'm doing fantastic.
That's just the time.
Good to hear, mate.
Sign of the times, baby. Sign of the times. And we've got a few more people jumping in. A few more people. That means we can smash the like button. Send some likes through. I love likes.
Tom said, before you guys all got on here, Tom said if we hit 40,000 likes, he'll do a nudie run.
Marley.
That's accurate, but we're not going to hit 40,000.
Yes, we will. 40,000 likes accurate. And Tom will do a nudie run. Keep smashing that like button. If you guys don't, I will.
Do it. Do it.
Dusty reckons we use a solid piece of metal instead of suspension. Just weld the diff.
Weld the diff to the chassis.
Oh.
Suspension's in the wheel. Just high pressure down.
Wait, you don't need anything mod plated. She'll be right. Call it a day.
Yeah, mate.
Dusty, well, I need to click faster. That's my goal. 40K.
That comes down if you want to... You want to drive it daily. You want to drive it to work. It's got to be right. It's got to be legal.
Oh, it will be. Just don't tell them. If
it's just a paddock car or a race car, you can do whatever you want, mate. There's no rules.
Hey, Marley.
Yo.
Can you get me old man's information so I can ask a few questions about it?
Thank you all. Shout out.
Which dude?
The one with the Rodeo.
Oh, yeah. Just follow him on TikTok, bro, and follow him on Instagram.
Sending them likes.
I haven't followed him on Instagram. I follow him on TikTok.
Yeah, just follow him on Instagram and direct message him. He's pretty good to chat to.
Fair enough. Oi, the video of you sliding across the bonnet is absolutely hilarious.
Thank you very much. That video was very painful, mate.
Oi, you hurt yourself pretty bad on that one. I want to do it. I want to copy you.
Do it, bro. If you do it, make sure you tag me. Text me on Instagram and I'll show you how to make those pants. I've got to start making them and selling them.
You know what we could do? Put both of them next to each other, like put both of the cars next to each other and just do one where we're both doing it at the same time.
Sliding it across my bonnet and then across yours.
Yeah, no, like LED, I do mine and you do rubber, yours.
At the same time. Both of us slide across both bonnets at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
It's busy.
Like a big water slide.
There's about six conversations going on all at once. It's going crazy.
Oh no, we're gonna do like a duet slide video and just have like both of us sliding over the bonnets in one video.
Let's do it.
Hey. At this rate, we'll need a new bonnet.
Yeah. I was gonna put a 79 scoop on mine soon, but I'm not sure if that's gonna happen if I keep doing those videos.
You're trying to make a bit of work, Kieran. Hey, Marley, you should start an OnlyFans and then go do that.
Yeah, I'd make more money than it worked.
Marley doesn't already have an OnlyFans. He's already got. Well, I reckon you've already got an OnlyFans, and I'm gonna find
one.
I'm your biggest fan.
I was going to say,
I'm your biggest fan. I follow you until you're the
night. Now my dogs are going off.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, Marley, Thomas would know if he had an OnlyFans, he'd be following straight away. He'd be the first person following.
Oh, yeah, I would have sent it to him straight away. Like, oi, can you hit this up for me?
I think we all would.
Thank you, Kate. Yes, we do.
If honestly, you talk about of shit.
Full of shit.
Yeah, we talk a lot. We talk a lot of shit.
And that's what we're here for.
Wait, I hear something. I hear something. Oh, wait, it's just a kettle. Sorry, guys. It's just a kettle broken on the side of the road.
Just a kettle.
Did somebody say Nissan Patrol?
Nissan Patrol.
What the fuck is going on?
I raced someone the other day and he got so shitty. Because he got beaten by a little
I'm just rotating through. There's a fair heap of people.
I beat a patrol.
Oh, yeah.
In my Rodeo.
Yeah, the Rodeo's like half the way, though.
Sorry, I had wood in the back. Shit in the back of my ute, loaded.
How do you think these kids in Commodores feel when I beat them in a Prado?
I beat a lot of commies. They get so shitty, eh?
Bagged a kid in a, like, wouldn't have been an SS, would have been a VE pack or something like that. And we dragged four or five and I got him at everyone. And the piece de resistance was onto the freeway exit where we were allowed to get up to 100. And I beat him to the freeway exit and he passed me at like $1.20, $1.30. And that is like just a lose. When you go past somebody at warp speed,
rotating through. Send some likes.
I might win the race, but I'll never win the marathon.
Kieran, how's your day been?
Good. I'm just
looking
at my custom Hot Wheels I painted, so it matches the bonnet now.
That's so cool. How'd you get that in the packet?
You shorty.
Yeah, a little shorty. Yeah, I figured out a way you use nail polish and you can actually put it on the backside and you can pull the car out. So now it's back in.
Because I got to do this.
Back in it.
Now it matches this.
Yeah, good.
Oi, fellas, look what I'm about to do.
What have we got here? Start
what do you got? For Prada. What have we got?
Oh, the old alternator.
My
mate bought me one of these.
Buddy Andy.
Little 80 series, bro.
Let's have a look.
Yo, fuck yeah.
I got to paint it red, though.
That is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Use nail polish on the backside. So like a bud, like a Q-tip. Yeah, use nail polish on the back of the cardboard, and what happens is the glue delaminates, so you can pull it out. Yeah, and you can paint it, put it back in.
That's cheating.
Yeah, now it looks like it's a full legit coloured car.
Kate, what did you have on the bonnet of your car?
It was a starter motor.
Yeah.
That's a starter motor.
Love it.
Yeah, I've got to do it tonight, and then I'm heading down to get those tomorrow.
Hands dirty.
Hey. V6 or diesel?
Oh, it's petty.
Yeah, V6.
Yes! Come on.
What is the point for you? A 5.
Yeah,
five
correct.
Anyway, I gotta go.
Love your work, Kate.
Oh wait, I actually have something to show you. Hang on, I got something else.
I don't know if that would be soon.
Lola.
Someone's there. I'm your baby, I follow you in love, you
love me, Papa. Come on. Come here.
Baby.
Party. Jeez, there's a fair few people in here. Send some likes through, guys. It's a puppy. Puppy alert.
He's not Armada.
He's a good boy.
This is Lola.
He is a very good girl.
Hey, what do you reckon? Do you like cars? Yeah,
I got one for you. Dunk. Yep. Thermomix.
What is it?
A Thermomix.
That's not a car part.
It is an overrated blender. Look, this.
It's like a $400 blender.
No, $4,000 blender.
What? There's a lot of people that watch Oprah.
Is that the one you can make sorbet?
A lot of people that watch Oprah. Yeah. I love that, Tom.
Yeah. I use it to make pancakes, and that's about it.
Can it make this?
Hollandaise. It makes amazing hollandaise.
Apparently, it makes anything, but I'm not excited enough to do it.
You're just not trying hard enough. It's a beautiful blender. Overpriced, but still beautiful.
I'm going to head off, boys and girls. Good to see you all. Have fun.
All right, I love you, brother.
I'm off as well.
See you, Kate.
I got to go change my starter motor.
Thanks for coming to say hi.
Ciao.
Those blenders are beautiful. They're amazing. They're like the Land Cruiser of the four-wheel drive world. There's a lot of people that think they're overrated, and then there's a lot of people who swear by them. They are very, very good, strong, reliable machines, but they are very expensive.
Hear that?
Very Land expensive. Cruiser,
not Prado.
No, because they do.
We buried the hatchet. Prado. We buried the hatchet. Great.
I love it.
And that's how the fight started.
And he's like, come here.
I have no doubt, Andy, you can get a lot further in your Prado than I can in my 80. I'm not
100%, especially with you driving, Andy. You'd flog me.
I love
a toddler behind the wheel.
I'll put that challenge to anyone. Same size tyres. So 30s, 33s, whatever, same size tyres. I get a Prado further.
I love it. I'll pay to see that happen.
Except maybe like a little Suzuki.
Oh, like that's not, yeah.
Or something.
That's almost cheap.
Yeah, if I fit in one, I'd be all four. I would definitely be a Zook. I'd be a Zook man. But I'm fucking 6'3". I don't fit in a Suzuki.
No. I was recently in Labatouche when I was just driving around. And there was like a procession. It must have been like a Zook four-wheel drive club. They all had club plates.
In the middle of it.
And it was on race day. And they were basically, there was like 10 of them in a row, all lined up. And they just basically just smashed this line that I had been struggling with all afternoon. And they all just walked up it.
What were you beautiful. In the cruiser?
I was in the cruiser, yeah. And they were just taking that Zook line. And I was having a winch, yeah. Rough.
No, they are. They're a good bit of kit. I do like them. Brutal. But when you barrel roll one end over end down a hill, there's not much left.
No, I've seen if that's the first thing you got to put in them is got to get that roll cage sorted because they flip real easy. They just claw and eat over. Yeah.
The old leaf sprung Sierra.
Yep.
Hilux diffs, Hilux transfer and gearbox, and a VN V6. What is it? A 3.2? The Buick V6 come out of VN.
Yeah.
It's 3.2, 3.6, whatever it is. Magic. That's a combination. Winning. Winning combination right there.
Wow. What Hilux diffs? As in the LN106s? Or
if leaf sprung Hilux diffs, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that would be like a thing. That seems like a match made in heaven.
Ultimate weapon, yeah.
Yeah, nice. What do they put on them? Like 32s or they run 33s on them?
Oh, you probably put 35s on it with Hilux diffs.
Yeah, you're right.
Get a grinder out, cut the guards, you get 37s.
It's just all wheels.
Yeah.
You put trolley wheels on the side so when you fall over, you can keep going.
Yeah. Wheels with a driver's seat.
Yeah, brilliant. I love it. Marley, how's the cooking? What'd you end up making?
Teriyaki chicken and rice.
That is awesome.
How good is that, mate? Full.
They're trying to get dinner.
That could be a whole nother segment.
Cooking with grub.
Cooking up some grub. Cooking up some grub with the grubby.
Grub with grubby. Yeah, grub with grub.
There's a t-shirt there. Absolutely.
Camping grub with grub.
Oof.
It's very hot though.
Holy moly. I don't know about you guys. I just saw the time.
Yeah, mate. I'm doing my dishes and I'm going to bed.
I'm pretty much done as well.
Some of us have got to work in the morning.
I'm going to work very early in the morning.
Nah, good stuff. Well, that for shits and giggles, mate, that went well. We had 13,500 likes.
Yep. And the height, there was about, at the height, there was like a constant 15 people in there that topped out at about 25, 30 at one point.
Yeah.
Fair sizable audience. And that was right at the start.
40K yet. He wants to see your nudie run.
Oh, he knows my secret. He knows my secret. If I end the live, I don't have to do a nudie run.
How do we put it forward to people that if they want in, they can run us through their rigs? We'll do a live stream and they can tell us what they've got going on. We can let them in one at a time so that it's not chaos like it was when we had five or six of us talking shit.
You got to be very good at coordinating that. That's quite hard to do.
That's your job. I'm just here for my good looks.
I would have, because I'm about to go, I would have to pass the torch to someone else to host the live. I'd have to end mine. Otherwise, I can just leave my phone going and you guys can keep going. But I'll see if I can add you in as admin.
No, we'll shut it down, mate. But next time, we'll tee you up some people.
And I worked out how, and I can add you guys like that as a moderator.
Yeah, man.
And then you can just take over and I can just keep organising the live.
No, happy days. Oh, we'll shut it down, man. And everyone,
I reckon 4 is the magic number.
Get on.
5 and 6 was too many, I think.
Yeah, that's it. I think we bring one guest in at a time and we'll, me, you, or Marley, we'll give them the rundown and then we'll kick them out, get the next one in.
That's it. All right, man.
Nah, good stuff. All right, peace out. Thanks, everyone, for watching.
Loving it. See you guys. We'll see you in the next one.